Okay, we are out of executive, and we have the Road and Bridge staff departmental update. Gentlemen.
Most of what I've got here, I think we're going to table till next week. There's just a few items I want to go over because Ron being absent. Most of the road and bridge operation stuff I want to table till next week, the road petitions, that type of thing. But a few things I want to talk about: a state road tunnel, spring cleanup, paint shop, Rainbow Shoals, and Bird Grove, basically, if you guys them items. So that would be less time used next week.
Okay.
Talk about them items.
What's the deal with the state road? Is what you got listed?
The state road, that is actually, we could start with the state road. Big Cedar has proposed putting in, they're building a road from the top of the rock down to the restaurant there at Big Cedar, and they're crossing Estate Road. Not actually crossing, they want to go under, and they're actually going to put in a big box bridge type structure in there to go under Estate Road and to have a road that connects these two points. So.
Has it been engineered and approved by an engineer?
I've got the engineered plans right here. I've reviewed them. I did make a couple of changes just to have it noted on there. As per road standards, the structure has to have a certain rating on it, and it is engineered to that rating. I've also had him add a guardrail for the state road itself, approaching and from both directions, both sides of this structure. So I'm just kind of bringing this to you guys to give you a heads up what the proposal is and if you've got any other things. Now, the size of this structure, basically, it's going to fall under a state inspection guideline, so it'll have to be inspected every other year.
Will there be signs, I mean, for load limits and things if it goes underground?
There shouldn't be any, the standard they're building this to, there shouldn't be any requirements as far as load limits, that type of thing. That's the reason we asked.
It's going to be quite a shortcut through there, is what you're saying. I mean,
from that, the road that they're building there, it really doesn't change much with the state, really how it lays. They're basically, they will have to close the road to construct this, but then they'll be putting all that back, repaving a section of the state road, putting that all back like it should be. So, and I've got a pretty detailed version here in the plan. So, they're wanting to get started on it, but they kind of needed our approvals.
I don't have any problem with it, Brandon. If it's all their property there, then it's not affecting anybody else. Need to make a motion for approval of the improvements on State Road, or just let Brandy take care of it through the road superintendents?
Everything that got designed here as far as the State Road just follows our road standards. I mean, they pretty well had it all pinned down, so I don't have any issues other than adding some guardrail is the only thing I have.
I think if they build the road, then at that point you go look at it and see if we want to take it into the system.
Well, we're not planning on taking their road. This isn't, they're building their road or whatever. It's
going underneath
ours. They're going under our road, that we get the structure in our road, everything put back. So
I think that's just something you take care of, the road superintendent himself. I believe. I say,
unless they need something from us, or unless you need something from us.
Well, all they're wanting is our approval to move forward and go ahead with it, and that's what they're looking for. And I mean, I can do that.
Is that a P&Z issue also?
Huh?
Is that a P&Z issue also?
We've also, yeah, that, and they have their land grading permits, different things like that. So we've met out there as a group with P&Z and Big Cedar and myself and the engineer. So we've looked this over. And
so we're giving you approval as far as being road superintendent to proceed, okay. Let them proceed.
The next item, we've been getting several calls. This is on our annual spring cleanup. We want to, if it's not any problem with these guys scheduling, schedule April 5th and 6th for our spring cleanup.
Are we going to do 2 days, or are we going back to the one-day deal that we had in the past?
Didn't we normally do 2 days in the spring? I think it was always 2 days in the spring. And
one. It used to be one day, one of the two. It was one day
in
the fall.
In the fall, we tried one day, and I think, I don't remember what we've done. We've done 2 days last year.
We've done two ever since then.
Yeah, I think we tried one time, one day, and it wasn't
successful.
What didn't work? I just want to do it Saturday, one day. What was the problem with it? Yeah.
People were showing up and expecting it to be a 2 day, and we think we just had it the 1 day. Saturday would be the best day if we're going to do a 1 day.
Well, here, I hate to agree with Stottle, but I will. I think it's a, I think that it, as long as we're, the whole entire purpose of the thing is to try to keep stuff out of our ditches and streams and stuff like that. I know when this all took place is when there was a error in the dates, and we ended up doing 2 days, and then doing 2 days the next week, and then in the next spring we did 2 days. So that took place while I was here. Either one of them, I think one of them in the spring or fall, and if you want to wait and do the fall one and do one, it's fine, but if it's a spring, I'm in agreement with him. I don't know whether Brandon knows enough about that part of it to realize, but it amazes me every year the amount of stuff that comes in.
Do we need to extend the time, though, from, because it says 8:30 to 3:30. Do we need to make it a little longer if we're going to go 1 day? Now think of the people. Don't think of your...
I don't know if 1 day will be substantial. They fall in over there where we collect their mechanics. A lot of times the line comes back out to the highway. I don't know if they can do it all 1 day or not.
No. I don't know. Are we still filling the same amount of bins that we usually do?
Yeah. Usually 8 within large containers, and they're all filled sometimes a little extra.
Okay, the reason I said what I said about this deal with 1 day is this is a gift to the community. It is a benefit, a gift to the community to help keep our county clean at the county's expense. There's no money charged or anything like that. We are in the middle of a transfer station reorganization, maybe building and the operation, even the possibility of adding another man out there. So if you think that we could get by with 1 day, I mean, this is up for discussion, but if you think we'd get by with 1 day this fall or this spring, well, I'm all for that. I'd like to go back to the 2 and 1 either way, either in the fall or spring, but it'd be 2 day and 1 day. It'll be a savings to the county. It'll be quite a savings to the transfer station funding. I was just thinking from the financial point and what we're going to have to do.
You think you have more in the spring than you do the fall?
Generally, I think we get more in the spring, don't we?
We usually fill at least 8 Plain old thought. You can fill eight containers. I don't know if it makes a lot of difference which way you win.
What do you know?
We always wind up with more stuff than you do.
Goes in the trailer, so I don't know.
Do that, there's just goes in just right. Like the
loads are. Which was busy, which days were busy? Spring or fall?
Spring may be the busiest.
So, I mean, if you're wanting to do a 2-in-1, it'd make more sense to do two in the spring.
Well, we can go ahead and do the 2 days now and then consider the 1 day in the fall.
I don't want to upset Mr. Stoddle over there.
Is 56 work for you two?
Yeah,
I'm fine with me. I mean,
you two okay with it?
You got plenty of help. So that's another thing. There for a while, we had problems with getting enough help on one side or the other. As a matter of fact, we was transferring help from one place to the other. So,
yeah, that's not a problem. Help's not a problem.
Yeah. Well, I guess we'll go again with the 2 day and then consider the 1 day in the fall, Brandon, or when we get to that point, because we may have the transfer station walls tore down or something for them. I guess we're going to do some remodeling.
I don't know. We got to get acted on that pretty quick, too,
Yeah.
See, our stuff we collect over here, it just goes
right straight on.
They usually don't go through your transfer station, do they? They go straight to the people who get
it. Depends on how you did it.
Wasn't there some issues last year that with the verbiage or the wording or something with the advertisement? What was the problem? You know what I'm talking about?
Not last year.
Two years ago, we ended up doing a 4 day deal.
Well, I thought it had something to do with what was accepted and what wasn't accepted. I was thinking there was.
There's always been confusion on the construction material part of it.
Is that?
I go by what the sheet says.
It may have been because of the tornado debris that we ended up with some problem in one or two of the days because there were shingles and a lot of stuff brought in that was extra heavy, so that might have been where the problem lays. But I'm going to give in. Boy, I hate to.
Man, you got a big heart today, Dan.
I know. I'm feeling generous. Well, I'm going to give in because we'll do the 2 days. And that's so, you got the 5th and 6th.
Yeah, are we okay with the times stated on there?
That's up to you guys. You know better than we do.
I mean, that's worked out.
It takes you a while after you shut down.
Because
there's people lined up and everything after you shut down to get everything organized. So.
Okay.
You guys know more about it than we do. That's what I'm.
The roofing works pretty well.
All right. I just heard that somewhere.
Put a quote out for the bins.
Huh?
We'll have to put a quote out for the bins. Quote for West, Republic, and WCA. That's addition to
the.
But you've got me just a little confused on that. But don't we have already a waste disposal contract?
Not for roll-off bins. Generally, what we put at the mechanics, we price quote the vendors to bring in and set them roll-offs.
Do we get to choose where those roll-offs go?
Yeah.
So even if we get from one, we can still have a dumped at another?
That we place.
As long as you bring pizza at noon.
Pizza at noon. I'm on a diet this year, so somebody else will have to. I'll bring lettuce and more lettuce.
I keep on telling Danny that it's not really a salad if it's on a cheeseburger.
Sure.
That's fine. Whatever you got on that list, everything else seemed organized on there, Brandon?
Yeah, I think it's good to me.
All right, okay. We'll have to distribute that to the newspaper.
Okay.
I'll be upon us before we know it.
Less than a month.
Fifth and sixth.
Yeah.
The radio station does us a good job with getting that out also, so everybody be contacted.
Just kind of as an update, the next item, paint shop. Working with one of our local vendors, O'Reilly, as far as some of the rules and guidelines to setting up a paint shop to help us with our equipment. I've asked a local contractor to kind of give us a cost on what it would cost us to create the air system needed to create this paint booth in one side of this shop, and that cost kind of come in fairly expensive, so I've been kind of figuring out maybe a plan B on this to still accomplish what we want to try to do as far as cleaning up our equipment, being able to paint it. And so I'm still haven't got enough information yet. I've got some price quotes and some other options to make it more cost effective for us. We could still utilize the building to be able to clean up our vehicles, possibly have a price quote out or bid to get the vehicle painted elsewhere. But then yesterday I find out a little more information. We can still do painting ourselves on a limited basis and still be in compliance. So really it's going to help us, but I don't think we have to go to the extent of what some of this is calling for. And so I'm not ready to really come to you with a full-blown plan for this building. So right now I'm still digging up a lot of information to figure out what exactly we want to do.
We're dealing with two different types of situations. Whenever you're talking about the dump trucks and the bigger vehicles that are out there that have hauled salt and different materials, you're going to have sandblasting and a lot of it.
Right.
And the other part that we were thinking about using was on the sheriff's cars, things like that, that may contain a lot more detail as far as, you know, finished product needs to look like. The bed on a dump truck that's sandblasted and painted is a lot different than the surface on a regular vehicle, whether it come from the assessor's office or sheriff's department or planning and zoning. So I'm sure there'll be a lot different requirements, but there's going to have to be quite a setup for the sandblasting that's going to keep our equipment looking right. And do they reuse that sand? I mean, once that sand is blasted, paint off, and got in it in there, do they reuse that?
It depends on where you do your sandblasting. If you use part of the building to do that and have a way of recollecting that, it's a possibility. It would have to be filtered, I'm sure, or screened to be able to reuse it, depending on what you're sandblasting. Different equipment, some of it used the same material we use in our striping operation, the glass beads, or they can use walnut hulls or sand. There's a certain type of sand. So there's different products you can use in the sandblasting operation. type stuff, that it depends on where you do it, and if we do it inside a building, I mean, you're going to have the sides protected and floored where you can reclaim this, and so.
Now, there's not a pit at that location.
No.
The building itself is, when we build it big enough to have people where you could move around and repair and everything like that, so we're in pretty good shape on that part of it, aren't we?
Right. The problem we're running into is if we pull a dump truck in there, but we got enough room to work around it, and kind of one cost I've got here is setting up the air system so it makes us EPA compliant to paint this vehicle and keep it safe enough for the guy painting and where you can actually see. And that part was very expensive. And another cost I've got is we can do all the cleanup, prepping, sanding, getting the vehicle ready up to a point, all but painting, and have another vendor paint it, almost our whole fleet, for the cost of just this setting this one item up. But that's another deal schedule.
It'll have to go out for bid also.
Possibly go out for bid, because it's going to run us over, depending on how many we do and how we schedule it with this guy's workload and what we can get ready. It would probably be better to bid it, or just limited places you can paint vehicles of this size.
Man,
not everybody has a booth capable of doing this, and a lot of them use vendors that's already set up, because there's so many rules and guidelines you got to follow to setting up a paint booth.
So how many men in operation is it? Is it one, two?
Right here, I was thinking maybe a one to two man, depending on the time of year, how busy we are, and if we got time, we could probably put two guys up there getting a vehicle ready for painting, or even a smaller piece of equipment. We can paint there without a problem. We're just limited to how much we can do and how we do it. So, and I'm still getting some more information coming in on a lot of this. So,
bring it back to us,
and
if we're getting that much closer to knowing exactly what's going to cost us, I'm all for doing our own painting, and especially on the truck beds is what I notice the most whenever you're out driving and you see the tailgates and the sides. So if we can get something to go along that route and save buying a new vehicle just because it looks rough.
Okay. The next item, Rainbow Shoals Drainage, that should be starting here before too long. I did attend a pre-construction meeting with the city of Branson. We already have an agreement in place for them for this project. Basically, there's not much as far as our end to do, except we do have one culvert that's going to remain in place that we need to do some repair work. We've got a hole coming in the road that we got a 36-inch pipe that's separating that we need to fix. So while they get that portion of Fall Creek under construction, I've already talked with the contractor, being able to work with him to allow us to come in there while they have a work zone set up. Makes it easier for us too. We can come in there and do our culvert repair and before they resurface, because part of the surfacing is going to go right over top of it anyway. So,
how's your talks coming about the Branson taking over that whole road?
We actually haven't had any yet. They are trying to get a meeting scheduled. I think it's tentatively next week, where they want to meet and talk with MoDOT themselves and us about various projects, various roads, and I don't know what all that meeting includes, and that might be a pretty good format. I've asked a couple different ones about getting one set up to talk to them specifically about a couple of roads.
But that, can you talk to, I mean, can you set something up with Dave Miller, or is it David Miller, isn't it?
Yeah. Dave. I think there's two or three of them, but I'm sure he'll be one of them that'd be involved in.
Well, won't you set that up and Brandon, and or at least one person from the commission, probably ought to be there to attend that and have our input for the, we need them to take over some roads where we have them sectioned like that. It's just too much confusion for 911 calls, for emergency vehicles. It's just too confusing. So
okay.
See if you can get ask David to work on that, to get a meeting set up, and we will be cooperative and responsive to whatever they have on that.
Okay.
Within reason.
The last item I have is Bird Road. Basically, you called me. We did. David and I both met with the gentleman out there. We have a sharp corner on this road that's been several accidents happening, and talked to him at length, looked at different things we could do with this. We talked about guardrail possibility. But basically, we took our own grinder in there and went and roughed the surface. MoDOT has done this on occasion on several corners where wet pavement tends to get fairly slick. They roughed the surface up. Well, we've done that, and we're going to see if that helps this situation. We also upgraded a lot of the signage in this particular corner, and we got bigger signs, more visible, especially at night. So. As far as the guardrail, I don't know that we can do it yet. It's a possibility, but we've got some utilities that may interfere us putting the guardrail where it actually needs to be to work properly. We're going to have to dig up and find an existing water line to see if it's even possible to put the guardrail in. But right now, it's I think they still would like to have the guardrail. They just don't want vehicles in and up in their yard. I don't know, I was going to get your guys' thoughts, see what you...
Didn't you say there's like a main water... Is there other things that they could run into there, if I forget?
We have other utilities there, but right now there's a 16-inch main that's pretty much right in the close proximity where this guardrail needs to be put in. That's going to be, I think, the biggest obstacle.
I mean, I haven't heard anything back from them other than you guys met with them and talked with them, and they feel like they've been paid attention to. So it's that sharp curve right there just past Bird Road where it goes from the three-lane down to the two-lane at the same time as it goes around that curve. There's a homeowner there that was having some issues with cars and ended up hitting their property, and it's just a dangerous corner to begin with.
Mm-hmm.
Especially when you get people going there too fast. And
the one thing that's also going to hinder us about putting in guardrail in for it to actually work like it should on a sharp corner is a circle drive, two different approaches in there. It's going to be two or three pieces of guardrail in there. And, I mean, there's still going to be open places. It's not going to totally solve this and him still have access. So, anyway, we'll kind of monitor this and see what we need to do next, possibly. So,
that'll be good.
Okay. That's all I have, unless these guys have something they want to bring up other than that. The rest of it is basically all on road and bridge operations. I want to schedule next week when Ron gets back, and we can go through all that.
I got a couple of things whenever you guys get around to your point. One of them is people contacted me about these cleanups. I was hoping it'd work out somewhat in the same time frame where their Swan Creek always has a party come down, and they usually have about one dump truck load of material they put close to a county road that we pick up and take to the transfer station. Now Bull Creek's want to do the same thing. As long as they, I will give them your name, Randy, to contact, as long as they pick out a location to put that stuff out to where we just make one trip down and clean it up. That'd be Bull Creek and Swan Creek, and then the other thing is the addition, and we'll have to look at, he's talking about the pole barn at Mount Branson that we bid the material last week on, is the addition of the front end for, pulling in for repairs. We need to figure out whether we want to make that in an L shape out front to where they could pull two vehicles in, make it tall enough that they could maneuver around in there at the 76 and shop. I don't know whether we should have bid that at the same time as we did the other or not, or if we want to wait till next year to figure that in, because we're talking about, you know, budgetary constraints. We want to make sure that we don't get overloaded on that. But the pole barn that we're having up there, would you want to wait and talk about this other thing after it's constructed and see where we're at money wise?
You can. I mean, we pretty already know what the material wise, we already know what the pole barn's going to cost us, mm-hmm. basically, and so that's pretty much except for, I mean, I'm figuring labor, but basically we're going to have two or three guys working on that. It's not going to take all that long. We'll be done with it if we can get the we actually got started on it. So.
The clearance on the smaller trucks that were used back whenever the highway, MoDOT, whenever they had the building, our trucks naturally are bigger, longer, and right. we need a couple of bays there that mainly whenever the mechanics need to pull in there for small item or something, they can pull in there and get the work done. That way we're not running stuff all over the county trying to do the smaller stuff.
I charge them rent when they come over.
Charge them rent.
I think the way these bids on the material bids that we put out for this pole building, it was basically they didn't, only one company, and we didn't award it to them, but this was just a one-time. Is all the rest of them wanted to do. So, like another project that we got a couple of roofs we're looking at before fall on salt buildings, it's not going to be a great cost, but we've got money in there for that. But like the Mount Branson shop, what I'd rather do is figure out what we want to do as far as whether we build an L shape or how we expand it. Put a material list together and just basically bid it out as an item and see which is going to be the best fit. I mean, we could come up with a couple different ideas. I mean, whatever works best for them.
The reason I mentioned it is the extension of the pole barn might be an easier solution than an L-shaped building on the front. What we need is to have capability of pulling in there for minor repairs, especially during snowstorms and things like that, where you're trying to deal with water and ice and snow and
Well, right now the pole building won't be an insulated, totally enclosed building. We're beneficial to a shop building. If we bid out a materials list, it would be an insulated, heated type mm-hmm. structure that can pull in or for like winter time use or just any kind of mechanic, and pretty well our equipment that we've got, the reason we asked for this pole building being that length is we've already got filled up in some with the equipment we currently have that we need to be trying to store in when it's not being used, the seasonal type stuff. So.
A lot of great comments on Road and Bridge from this last little snow and ice storm when we closed the courthouse and everything. A lot of good comments from Taney County Road and Bridge Department from the public.
Okay.
Did you want to ask him about that one road, or did you find out any more on it?
I didn't find an agreement. We have a, I can't bring the map up. You guys don't have a, I don't believe it's shown on 911 now.
Brandon, I don't know where it's at.
What are you talking about?
Down off Jones Road.
Okay. You
know, where, there's down over the hill where it's real narrow. Where it meets up in Arkansas down there.
Okay. Talking about Anderson?
No, it's Jones Road to the corner.
What about it, though? Where are we?
You take a right there at the corner and go down?
Yeah, there. You go by,
yeah.
What's his name? But you go, probably 3 more miles, 2 miles.
And then it becomes a cul-de-sac and turns around at the end of Jones.
What was you wanting to know about that? We had some problems.
Well, basically, here is a question. What?
Right.
It's in Arkansas, basically, and what I was looking for was maybe we was trying to find if there was a mutual aid agreement or agreement between Taney County and Boone County, Arkansas, on the maintenance of that particular section of road. That's is what's on state inventory. When I went through the inventory, is basically from described from 86 Highway down to the county line. And that's the way it's rode up currently, is to the Arkansas-Missouri state line. It doesn't explain us maintaining the road from that point to the end.
It's not really a cul-de-sac. There's a turnaround.
It circles a tree. Basically, there's ample room for a turnaround.
My understanding of that whole thing is it, and I mean, I haven't looked at any documents, so I don't know, but my understanding has always been that the electrical, like White River, will take care of anything down there, and not, was it Carroll Electric? And not Carroll Electric. They go to Hollister schools, they don't go to Arkansas schools. So I'm assuming, but I just assume that we maintain the entire, I mean, the
appropriate turnaround. Thing to do would be try to trade them, like Carroll County or Boone County.
I say because we have stuff in there that I thought they took care of.
We have a road over there, and I've looked at it. Most of it lays on the core, and it's really not. There's nobody lives in the part that's in Taney County.
Okay.
And it's really not being maintained to the same that which nobody living on it, so there's not much maintenance being done on it.
I would say this. I don't want to talk about a road that's in another county or
state
while we're trying to take in discussion on county roads into this county.
Right.
We might work up an agreement where it's an even trade-off and it's no cost to Taney County with one of the other counties or with both counties, with Carroll and Boone. But I don't want to get in too deep a discussion because next week we'll be looking at taking in roads from for our own county, and I just assumed that was a contract agreement that would be drawn up legally by Frank and discussed at another time.
Okay.
How did we do on the salt and chemical supply with this last little couple of storms? Did we're good in shape for next year? Because we could have another little blast, but I think everything's in pretty good shape. Are we going to have reserve left over where we bought and
we do at this point.
I don't think we used a great deal of material. Right now, I mean, I'm not going to order any material. We'll look at it fall restocking for the next season. I think we've got plenty of material on hand, even if we get caught in another major storm. I think we're still in real good shape.
I'm rather proud of the situation that we did. As everybody knows, we have less men at Road and Bridge than we had a few years ago. When I hear as many compliments as I heard on coverage throughout the county, it makes me proud that we purchased the Mount Branson barn to help in a more even control system of emergency situations as far as the roads. I think it makes it a lot easier on everybody. And I believe we made a wise choice with less men and more compliments. That's kind of an unusual situation, and I think it worked out great. You guys have anything else? Well, I'm going to make a motion that we adjourn.
We need a motion to table the rest of their stuff first.
Oh, you need a motion to table the
work session.
The operations and road petitions, probably.
Yeah. Motion to table the operations and road.
Second, we have a motion to table the operations and road petitions to a different date. More than likely, I guess just get with Nikki and find out.
This is going to take at least, it's going to be a good 2-hour meeting.
Okay.
So if Monday gets filled up too deep, we may.
No, we've already put it in the paper in case
Monday.
There's any public that comes in with it, so we'll do it Monday.
Okay.
Any discussion?
Yeah. There is. Some of those roads that you're looking at, I've been getting calls on.
Okay.
One thing I want you to be sure and have available, because there's going to be people from Emery Creek that have a long road that I drove some of it. It's going to need some dig outs. We're going to have costs associated with it. Some of the general public don't understand the process and what we have to do sometimes to take a road into the county system. I've received emails and phone calls from out there wondering why we haven't moved in that general direction. Well, it's because of the cost and the length of the road, there's some of those areas that are so steep that I don't know whether they'd meet our road standard or not. They're already asphalted, which takes away from our concern about the equipment and the steepness and everything, because they're already laid asphalt. But we need to be able to explain that if those people come in and sit in this meeting and their road don't happen to get approved.
We'll have videos on every road petition. We'll also have a report for every road, and also estimated costs, actually Taney County's costs, to bring that particular road to a reasonable standard. So we'll have some good information there.
Hope you got the shocks fixed on that truck, because we watched that. I get a little bit car sick watching that video whenever you're going down the road and that thing's going bouncing up and down. And
I do have one in there with the windshield wipers doing this. So, I mean, that one makes it really difficult. But I did go back and re-video one.
They're hypnotized. That'll hypnotize them windshield wipers.
But
can we vote? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed nay. Motion carries.
Motion to adjourn.
Second. We have a motion to adjourn the meeting for the day. Any discussion? All in favor, aye.
Aye.
Aye, opposed, nay. Motion carries.